No child grows up without the input of a lot of adults. To use a phrase that has absolutely become a cliche, it takes a village to raise a child. More than parents, more than teachers, more than coaches. Rose Circle Mentoring Network, based in Medford, matches up young people with some needs with mentors who can help guide them toward fulfilling those needs. We have two guests. Leslie Janes is one of the co-founders of the Rose Circle and still sits on the network's advisory board. Leslie, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's Lanes.
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 Did I say Janes? I knew he was going to do that. Sorry, I know Leslie's got a granddaughter named Jane.
Okay.
And Anique Majan joins us on the phone. She is a mentee who is actually turning into a mentor at this point. Anique, thanks for joining us.
Hello, yeah, thank you.
Leslie, let's start with you. Talk about the kind of mentoring that goes on at Rose Circle and how you got started.
Well, we got started because there was a group of women who wanted to provide something for adolescent girls. That's how it started in 2005. And in 2008, we added boys and men to the picture. And now, not only do we do mentoring circles, but we do one-on-one matches. And we have circles in schools, circles in the community. We have a young mother's mentoring circle program. We've had outdoor adventure programs called Camp Luna over the years and a backpacking trip called Luna Journeys, and also creative arts program called You Rock, which we have done in the past number of years. So really, there's so many different ways that mentoring can take place, and we've taken advantage of a lot of that.
You wouldn't have started this if you didn't feel a need for it, obviously. Were there just not other programs that were providing the kind of service that you wanted to provide through Rose Circle?
There really wasn't any kind of mentoring program going on, and I think being from this area where there's such an interest in the community, in the health of a community, and in offering something to youth, that was, you know, that just was a spark for us.
So when we talk about mentoring, and it sounds like there's lots of variety here in the ways you work with people, but what's the basic thrust here of what you're doing then?
I would say that the basic thrust is to provide a youth with someone who is really listening to what's coming from them. I mean, youth, a child is someone that has their own life. And, you know, as they grow up, they're being told what to do, how to do it from parents, from teachers, from peers. And, you know, this is an opportunity to have a relationship that is perhaps a way to explore what's actually coming from the youth, what's actually living inside of them, what are they thinking about, what are they feeling.
Are they often in situations where they don't feel like there's a particular adult who's listening to the kinds of concerns they have and the thoughts they have?
Even in the best of situations, in families, even with parents who are wonderful, there's always youth feeling that, you know, nobody hears them, nobody understands them.
We're talking about the Rose Circle Mentoring Network with Leslie Lanes, one of the co-founders and a network advisory board member at the moment, and Anique Majan is on the phone with us. You can join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Anique, tell us about you, your life, and the situation that brought you to Rose Circle.
Well, I live out in Williams, Oregon. I heard about the Rose Circle through friends when I was, oh gosh, I think I was 11 or 12. I've grown up with some emotional issues, some like depression and that sort of thing, and anxiety. And I went to the Rose Circle with one of my friends just to check it out one time, and it totally changed my life. I learned so many things that helped me in the Rose Circle. And now that I'm a little older, my younger sister is having a similar kind of problem, and I decided that we really needed a Rose Circle out here in Williams again, so I'm trying to set one up.
How old were you, Anique, when you first went to the Rose Circle?
I think I was 11. I can't remember exactly what year it was. Mm-hmm.
But it's been a few years anyway. Were you a little skeptical when you first walked in the door?
I mean, I guess I've always been the kind of person who was pretty open to that sort of thing. I think some of my friends were kind of skeptical about it when I first, like when we first started doing it, but it, yeah, it ended up being really a great thing and all of us really got into it.
So it's a little difficult to wrap our minds around the verb mentor, as in to mentor. How does one mentor, Leslie Lanes? What's the actual process of mentoring as done in the Rose Circle?
You know, I think that's what keeps people from becoming a mentor, because there's this intimidation about being with a teen. Or what do you do? What do you say? What are you supposed to be telling them? And we really, although we do teach, we have a great mentor training. It's a weekend training. In fact, it's coming up in February, the end of February. But one of the main things that we teach is that just being present with a youth, just being there, not knowing what you're supposed to say, seeing what happens when you're there face to face, not knowing what the moment should bring. And that's a big thing that we try to get across, and just listening, asking questions. I mean, in a circle, there's a lot of skills that are learned, which Anik made reference to. But if you're a one-on-one mentor, it's just about spending time and seeing what is needed.
So there is a variety in approaches then. Sometimes it's a circle and sometimes it is one-on-one?
Right. We offer training for mentors to learn how to be in circle with youth, where there would be two mentors and a group of youth. And we also match mentors with individual kids.
Anik, talk about that first couple of sessions you went to. I mean, what were you expecting and how did that compare with what you got out of the situation?
I can't totally remember exactly what I was expecting. It's been a while. but the first few sessions, I remember a few just like random specific activities we did where I think at one point we put a little heart sticker on our least favorite part of our bodies, and we talked about, you know, accepting all of the parts of yourself and that kind of thing, which is kind of a big issue with girls, I think. So
I was going to ask, that was just a girls group, right?
Yeah, it was a girls group. Mm-hmm.
And so you the stickers for the body parts, and then so you had to think about some things that were uncomfortable to think about, but it sounds like you got some support from having other people talking about the very same thing at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just having a group together that could relate with you about that sort of thing and talk about it freely was really beneficial.
We're talking about Rose Circle Mentoring Network based in Medford. Leslie Lanes is with us. She's one of the co-founders and is on the network advisory board for Rose Circle. Anik Mojan is one of the people who has been a client of the program and is going to become a junior mentor herself. You'll hear details about that coming up. You can join us with questions and comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So, Leslie, where did the expertise come from to be able to take an idea and turn it into Rose Circle? I mean, where is it patterned on some other mentoring network elsewhere, or was there some off-the-shelf book you could take and just, here you go, here's a mentoring service?
There really wasn't another program that inspired us. I mean, I guess what Big Brother, Big Sister has been around for a long time, but there's nothing like that in this state, really. But I think it was born out of, you know, expertise of many different men and women who are talented in many ways, coming together, adding those skills together, and just really developing a program. And we've become a quality-based mentoring program. There's really no circle program in this state that we know of other than the Rose Circle. And in Southern Oregon, we really have quite a wonderful training. And not just for people who want to do something with the Rose Circle, but other agencies send their mentors to our training, and even people who just want to learn how to interact more creatively with youth will come to our trainings.
Two things. Number one, have I been getting the town of your location wrong?
Yeah, our office is in Ashland, but we serve all of the Rogue Valley.
Okay, my mistake there. QBM, then, quality-based mentoring that you just mentioned. This is a deal in mentoring, apparently. So walk us through a little bit about what some of the tenets of quality-based mentoring are.
Well, it was a program put together by Oregon Mentors, which is a statewide program which has since changed their name. And it was a year-long program and kind of a mentorship for our organization, and every aspect of the organization was upgraded and cared for relative to guidelines for mentors, training, background checks, and also for the board, we have a very active board of directors. So every aspect of the organization was looked at with a fine-tooth comb and brought up to a certain standard as we were growing.
The idea of a rose circle, some of the stuff on your website mentions that is one of several concentric circles. What's the concept of the concentric circles?
Well, as there's the youth that are the center, our reason for doing this, there are the mentors who, you might say, hold the circle around a youth. And with that mentor, there's a supervisor that is holding a circle for the mentors. There are mentor meetings that happen monthly with, you might say, interesting and educational sessions for the mentors to keep up on. So that's another circle where they have their own circle. And then there's the board that holds the whole organization. And then there's the supporters and our donors and foundations that support what we do. So we look at that as concentric circles, and the larger community who know about us and care about us and think about us.
I noticed that you mentioned the training coming up February 27th and 28th when you came in. Also that there's going to be a benefit performance for Rose Circle at the Camelot Theater and Talent.
Right. It's the opening performance of Solomon's Blade that the Camelot Theater has set up to have the Rose Circle benefit from the proceeds.
How much does it take to run this organization? What's your annual budget like?
You know, we have really quite a small budget because we have two part-time staff people. We have an executive director, which actually we're right in the middle of an executive director search. And we have a program director. Our budget has been, last year, I think it was $80,000 for
Wow.
the year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it gets a little bigger. And there's no lack of need for mentoring in this valley. So it's just a matter of what we can do with the resources that we have.
Let's take a call. We have Vajra in Sunny Valley on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Rose Circle Mentoring Network with Leslie Lanes and Anique Majan.
Good morning. My impression was that years ago when you started the Rose Circle, Leslie, that it was mainly focused or largely focused on rites of passage for young girls, their relationship to their bodies and moving into menses and that sort of thing. And I'm wondering if that's a correct perception and or if you do that with young girls.
All right. Thanks for that, Vajra.
There has always been an interest in rite of passage for girls and for boys, for that matter. And so there's always been people who have been a part of the Rose Circle who have that as an interest and as an activity. But we find that in order to do something like that, you have to really know the person. So either it's a one-on-one relationship that you find as time goes on, you see there's a moment where something can happen as a rite of passage, whether it is menses or just any number of transitions in a young person's life, or being in a circle where there's something that happens and we move on from that. We don't have an actual rite of passage program right now, but our Camp Luna had been that in the past.
Okay. Anique, talk about the things that you got from joining the Rose Circle. You said you're about 11 years old. What were the things that it really helped you with?
Well, I guess I would say that some of the things that it really helped me with were
confidence, just being able to be comfortable in my own skin and trust myself. It also helped me to feel like there were adults in my life that I could count on, which is something that I had a hard time with. So it was kind of, it had a lot to do with my perception of myself and being able to communicate with adults in a way that was actually beneficial.
You had not had good communications with adults, I'm gathering, up to that point?
There have been some rough spots generally in my communications with adults, but at this point I think that I'm a lot better with that.
So you mentioned you were 11 when you started. How old are you now, Anik?
I'm 19. I'll be 20 next week.
Okay. Oh, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
How different would you say your life is because of your time with the Rose Circle?
Very different. I'm a lot more in charge of myself. Because of my time in the Rose Circle, I gained the confidence to really go for what I wanted. And so I actually have gone for what I wanted, and I'm going to RCC and, really trying to make the most of my life. So,
well, congratulations on getting into Rogue Community College and working on that. Now, talk to us about where you're going from here, because you mentioned your sister's interest, and you're trying to create a program that could help people her age.
My sister, she is 13 years old, and 13 is a pretty intense age for anybody, but for girls especially, and she's just been having a pretty rough time of it. And I realized that there's probably a lot of that in Williams, and we haven't had a circle out here in Williams since the one that I was in, as far as I know. And I just figured that if I could help, I wanted to. Because just to give back from all of the help that I had received. And I was in contact with Harmony Haney, who is a part of the Rose Circle. And so I talked to her about starting a circle, and she was totally for it because she's that kind of person. And it just kind of all came together.
What's the greatest level of effectiveness, Leslie? I mean, how often does a Rose Circle need to meet to mentors need to meet with mentees to be able to accrue some good benefits there?
We usually it's once a week. Some circles meet once every other week. We have one-on-one relationships that spend time once a week, and we say as a minimum 4 hours a month. It ends up being, some people end up spending more than that if they choose to.
So you mentioned the two part-time staffers for the paid people. So how big a volunteer network, and how many people are being mentored at any given time?
There's so many volunteers, and volunteers are the way that the Rose Circle exists. And so and at every level, at a board level and at people come in and even assist in staffing and program work and mentor work. So it takes a lot of volunteer hours. And the number of youth that are being mentored varies from time to time. I think last year there were a total of maybe 200 youth that were included in any one of our programs, whether it be one-on-one or circles.
I know you added boys a few years ago, but is it still largely girls and young women?
It tends to be a higher percentage of women and girls. We are always looking for men to be mentors. It just so happens that there are more women that volunteer to be mentors than men. But we always like to give a good call out to the men. There's so much that adults can offer youth, and people might not realize that they have those gifts to bring.
How much training is involved for somebody who wants to become a mentor?
Well, we have a mentor training, which is a weekend. It's a two-day training, mm-hmm. which is an excellent training. It's always a highlight for people. And then we have monthly mentor meetings. In addition to just each mentor having a supervisor, a program director that they can always call if they need any assistance or resources. So there's always ongoing education and interest, but basically the mentor training and a background check will get a person on their way to mentor.
Take a look back now then at what's been accomplished over the years that Road Circle has been in existence. Since you're one of the founders, how do you feel about the distance you've traveled since that founding?
I'm very proud of where the Road Circle has come from and where it's and how it's come to be where it is today. It's a living system. It's a living organization, so it goes through growth and development and changes just like an individual would. And we've had staff along the way and a board along the way that have always been able to track and to encourage the emerging program as it, you know, what wants to be happening right now, what's tapping at our door.
Anik, let's finish with you and tell us the mixture of feelings you have as you you approach this process of turning from mentee into mentor.
Well, I guess I am excited. I'm really excited to get it going and be part of these girls' lives. I know some of them already, and they're all really great girls. I'm kind of nervous because of the responsibility it takes to be a mentor, but I know that I have a really great support there, and I'm not super worried about it. Excited is mostly.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and tell us how people contact the Rose Circle, Leslie.
Well, they can go to our website, which is therosecircle.org.
Therosecircle.org, okay.
Or call 541-646-1252.
Leslie and Anik, thank you so much.